Oh my God, what top quality stuff from the Slammers tonight. Fair play. Fair play. Brilliant. So I'll just jump on right in and get on with it, I suppose. Before I start, can we have just another wee round of applause for all the Slammers, please? Brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Okay, I'll do this piece. It's called Big Tide Rising. It's about up here in the north of Ireland, the traditional demographic is shifting. So this is for the others, like me, those of us who have to find ourselves continually ticking the other box in all the monitoring forms. Big Tide Rising. We are the others. Too much for one flag. You won't find us up lampposts or in old songs or photographs on the chamber walls of history. We live right here under the eye of Benevena, the mountain that curdled Viking guts just by being. We made dusty sepia white men look to dusty sepia and white just by being. And now we've infiltrated the monitoring forms and they still can't compartmentalize us drip by drip. The big tide rises. We are drops, grains, and flakes of thick skin doing the work in this frozen panorama. Every step we choose makes the earth move even when we can't feel it. Yet still we wonder who we are, but for this mangled road scrawled out for us. We know this salt water won't heal us. We need space to unpick the stitches from our lips, to name our pain, to name our friendships. We need time away from live wires and naked flames whose oxygen is division. And I, we're entwined in gnarls of partitioned chaos, twisted flags, knotted crosses. We got too close to each other's sweat as we grafted those. Peeked under bandages, felt the stink of crawling flesh. We shared too many playlists, playgrounds. We passed too many last drags around to swallow all the fireside stories without question, like medicine. And now, with each passing tick, other, tick, the big tide rises. And we are never, not ever turning. Thank you very much, everybody. And this one is called The House Settling at Night. I don't know if any of you have ever done that thing where you go and walk by your childhood home that you don't live in anymore, and the sort of weird feelings that it throws up, like the place never sleeps still because it's alive with all your memories. And that's just about that, really. This empty nest will never be quiet. It shrinks with every tick of the clock. Floorboards tout and memories riot, and paper walls can't keep their mouths shut. The window panes tell stories about your siblings still. Winter rivers rush from heart and arrow to sill. The milk cart shivers uphill. Seagulls still seething o'er the death of the fishing scream at parents who've slept in for school. Day shift bell at the pharmaceutical factory on the doorstep screams as well. A swell swallows four fishermen, but nobody's heard yet. This empty nest won't reach. Even if it gags the TV, bribes the baby, hides the last fiver, hushes its heartbeat, lies light as a feather, stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff as a board. The spiders will still find tackety boots to wear. The rhythm of the debt collector's raging knock will crack everything up. And long after you're gone, when the house settles at night. Full up, old bones snapping, full up as it nods off on the stories of others. You'll wonder if the sticks and twigs that built this place still turn to forests at 3 a.m. Or if some kid ever did discover the abandoned village and the ripped wood chip, the faces peering from the cornice. And thanks very much. Thank you. Should I dive in with one more, or are the judges there waiting in the back of the room, ready to go on? Where are we at, people?
Yes, no,
one more. Okay, great. All right, thank you. Okay, this one is called Dandelion. It's just a tribute to a friend. You are a dandelion, my friend. You bring light in. Sure, it's always been your nature. You grew out in the backwoods, nurtured by burnt earth and beer tins, karaoke machines and discarded roaches, and though most of the estate didn't know it back then, girl, you are medicine. Put here to help heal the sickness, where all talk of living is silence to allow folk to die in peace, believing themselves to be only weeds. This is where you learn to be an artist, where you ripped up that concrete like Andy Dufresne, spent every day chipping away at those condemned walls with paintbrushes and needles threaded like your life depended on it, because it did. Our kind, we don't just scribble for amusement. Our kind, we learned to do this by writing our own lifeline since we were kids, saw characters inhabiting other worlds in patches of ripped wood chip next to our beds. We learned to storytell while our mothers broke ornaments and promises not to hurt themselves. Yet, girl, there will always be those who only want to focus on our grammar, our proud use of the vernacular, or our bad syntax. They will not know about the tiny porch you turned into a workshop and dream, of playing Boudicca in college, learning to stilt walk and dreamed the part-time hours away, singing as you cleaned, you dreamed and planted hanging baskets and painted glass, even as that bastard punched harder for every flower in your cap, knowing rightly that not even this jungle could hold you back. And like seeds don't know what kind of flowers they'll grow up to be, so you might never see the butterfly effects of all your courage. Have faith, my friend. They may sprout in the most contentious, the most bitter of places, and then, like you, they will thrive in the worst soil, like the best wine. Thank you all very much, indeed.